This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
This is Ed, and I'm down at the Art Gallery in the install of the exhibition Dead Time, and I'm speaking with Ben. Ben, would you like to... actually, I was going to ask you, how do you pronounce your second name?
Kalki.
It's Kalki?
Kalki. Kalki.
Yeah?
Yep.
Where's that from?
Originally Malta.
Wow.
All places.
Like the knights and everything?
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Malta, but I've never been there.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you think having an exotic name helps as an artist?
I have no idea, but it's quite funny getting different people's attempt at saying it.
Okay.
So.
We'll go with Kalki, though, so
yep.
That's fine. Excellent. So we're down at the Art Gallery, and your exhibition, Dead Time, which is a collection of photographs, and what's the sort of technique have you used to create the very characteristic sort of style to the photos?
Yeah, they're wet plate photos, ambrotypes and tintypes, it's a sort of 1850s technology. You start off with a clean sheet of glass and pour various solutions onto it, and you sort of have to work very quickly because the whole process has to be done while the plate is wet, hence the name. So you've got about 10-15 minutes from where to go to get everything done. It's all done inside the camera. That's... early process.
So how did you get into the wet plate technique? And
it sort of came about through, and I got interested in photography in the first place, just in an interest in history, and it was the earlier processes that sort of caught my eye more than anything else. Seeing that there are different ways of producing an image other than pointing a camera at something and going snap.
Yeah. Do you think that the ease of photography these days and now with digital cameras, the disposability of images kind of this is almost the complete other end of the spectrum?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Everything has its benefits. This isn't a quick and easy sort of process, and sometimes you sort of think it would be really quite nice to just go digital and make my life a hell of a lot easier and less hassle. But I like the way that this process works, the smell of chemicals is always quite nice, and digital's got its thing, and this has a different thing.
Mm. The smell of chemicals, that's a bit worrying.
Ether.
Okay. So I'm noticing that the logo, the font that's been used for the name of the exhibition, it's got a sort of Western, old Western sort of... sort of look to it, which kind of goes with the sepia tones of the photos. Is that conscious?
You'd have to ask the designer. The process was used a lot in the Civil War, and that's where ambrotypes and tintypes really came into their own, with photos of people going off to the Civil War, getting their photos done quickly and sent back to relatives. That's where the tintype became really useful because it wouldn't break. It ties in quite nicely with that.
Yeah. And so the name Dead Time relates to something like the Civil War and dead soldiers?
Or? No, it's sort of to do with the idea of the in-between. I've always been interested in things before or after an event, rather than photographing the event itself. The non-decisive moment, and to partly to do with the idea of the fellowship being a specific time, and it's sort of kind of a strange time when you sort of uproot yourself and go somewhere else. And
this is the Francis Hodgkin's
Fellowship, yeah,
which you did last year.
Yep, and that's what this show is the culmination of, in Dunedin. The in between. And dead time specifically relates to sort of the period after an action where you can't record another action if it happened, and so it's that sort of lack of action.
Yeah. But you've got a lot of objects in most of them. There's no people.
There's one self-portrait. Yeah.
So there's not much, but
objects stay still.
Yeah, objects stay still. So there's not a decisive moment in an object's life.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Don't know.
If it fell off a table or something.
Yeah.
And so there's some of the things which were, I can see the candlestick and things like that, which are kind of more antique-y, whereas then. Yeah. There's some other objects which aren't quite so old, but then when they're cast in that light, it makes them look old.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting with the process. You can photograph the most modern thing, and because of the way the film renders an image and the tones and partly the colour, to our eye nowadays, it looks old. Mm. That's just one of the oddities of the process. You don't get a pure white, you don't get a bright image, but that's sort of one of the reasons I use it. Sometimes things are older references and sometimes not, but yeah.
And as I kind of alluded to before, you were the Francis Hodgkin's Fellow last year in Otago, and so how was that as an experience and as an artist?
Oh, that was great. It's a really good studio that they give you, and the stipend's nice, and it's just a really good setup that they have, and you know, it's been going since what, the 60s. Some pretty impressive people have had it in the past, so yeah, it's really good, definitely.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for talking to us, Ben. And the exhibition runs for about 3 months.
3 months, exactly. Yep.
Excellent. And it's down here at the Public Art Gallery.
This is ArtCore, proudly brought to you by the Christchurch Art Gallery. Stay tuned for the ArtCore Art Guide.